And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. We have a great guest today. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. We're going to be talking fishing, calico, yellowtail, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today's going to be. I love having Benny in here. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me here and beautiful, wet San Diego.
Yeah, it's soggy this morning.
Actually, we picked the perfect day to have you on the show because you don't want to be out today because the wind's blowing and it's soggy, but we can talk fishing right here.
Absolutely, we can talk it all day. But, God, what a great view of the bay here and the long-range fleet from your world headquarters here in beautiful San Diego.
Indeed, and coming up here, we're going to have some hopefully good news here to announce very, very shortly here on Let's Talk Hookup. But in the meantime, we've been hearing from you on the water. You've been fishing, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And I really appreciate you letting me call in and, you know, on some of these reports. It's just, you know, we got to keep the anglers kind of engaged in what's going out there. So I try to bring as much info as I can. So thanks for letting me call in. But, man, we've had some great calico fishing on the beach and at Catalina. And even some really good scores at San Clemente Island on both calico bass and yellowtail as far as numbers and size.
Catalina Island, wow. I mean, with all the pressure that place gets, it's biting, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of small boats out there, and everybody's doing their thing, you know. It's but there's a lot of fish to be had. I mean, anywhere from the backside, you know, to Ben Weston all the way around the corner to the east, and then up the front, you know, at all the plays from the quarry down to Sally's Galley and all the regular spots. There's a lot of yellowtail there to be caught. And then bycatches, bonita, barracuda, and all the calicos you want.
Really?
Yeah.
And good grade calicos, too.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad at all. You know, that 1 to 3 pound, the fish are spawning. They're starting to show their colors. And I tell you, if you bait fish, it's all you want on calico bass. You almost have to drive away from them.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, sounds good, man. I love that.
Yeah, just good conditions right now,
good conditions, warm water. You know, anything from 67 to 68 degrees.
Nice.
Up on the front there, good current. All the spots are holding fish with some decent-sized yellows. Some bigger ones up around the corner there, up near the front, you know, the isthmus area. There's a lot of sea bass if you can get the bait. Spend the time.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of things, especially on this this full moon, right? They were fighting.
Yes, that's true. I know there's been some really good scores that guys have been keeping under their hat. You know, my main deal is fishing bass and yellows this time of year at Catalina. And then been doing a lot of trips during this the virus fishing local. And so I've got to explore a lot of areas I don't get to fish, like the Inner Harbor. We've had some great catches of Inner Harbor scoring the three Bs, you know, your spotted bay bass, calico bass, and sand bass in the harbor. And numbers, you know, anywhere from 20 fish to 60 fish.
A day.
A day on artificials.
Wow.
Fun fishing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow. So you said something important about current. How does current play into your daily activity?
My day works around current. Lately, it's been incoming tide or uphill, you know, the current pushing towards the beach. And, you know, the fish tend to feed really good on an uphill current going towards the beach on one side of the peninsula. And when I talk the peninsula, we're talking Palos Verdes from Point Firmin all the way down around the corner to Rats Beach. So I try to set myself up to fish in these certain areas based on current and water temp and bait. So you know, every day somebody asks me, well, how do you know where these things bite? Well, it's like fishing a tournament. Every day is a tournament, so you got to figure it out, you know, minute by minute, you know, and if the bait's there one day, it's great. The bait may not be there the next day and the water temp drops 6 degrees. It'll totally kind of throw you for a loop. Then you got to rework the whole, you know, your whole day on the fly. So, but current's huge, you know, whether it's uphill, downhill. And then there's some areas that actually bite in deeper water with no current. You can literally fish, you know, 5-inch MC swim bait on a 3/4 ounce head and fish that stuff and get a handful of fish while you're waiting for the tide to switch.
You had a big day a few weeks ago up at Palos Verdes with some of the sport boat captains up there. Was that a day where all the stars aligned with current and conditions and stuff like that?
Yeah, that was one of those days. You know, it was I was out with Gus Gutierrez. He's captain of the Pursuit. And then Gary Woodrum, his dad owns the Premier here in San Diego and also the Pursuit in San Pedro at 22nd Street Landing. It was just a normal day. And I told them first thing in the morning, I go, you know what, guys, we have to wait till conditions change.
Sure.
Because it was like bottom of low tide in the morning. I go, we'll fish in the harbor for a little bit until the water starts moving. Then I'm gonna blast up to PV, and then we're gonna fish that area that's been kind of biting. And so we fished inside. We got like 15 fish, some sand bass and spotties, some calicos. You know, just to
a little
batting practice,
yeah, right,
per se, and then I saw the water started moving. We had a really good incoming tide that day, so I blasted up to the area I've been fishing, and we were picking away at them. They were biting 5-inch weedless. They were all eating small. Looked like it was post-grunion run because there was a lot of that. Looked like grunion and small smelt and chovy and all the stuff that you need to make things happen.
5-inch MC weedless?
Yeah. And I also was fishing the Pickle Kick in 5-inch. It's this new bait that Kicker Fishing came out with that you can just blast. But either one was biting. I got a really good one on a 7-inch, a big bait. And
you got to start licking your chops when you know that the tide's starting to flow and you start picking away and you're seeing all the bait. Like, you in your mind, you got to be like seeing all those puzzle pieces start to put themselves together. Like, well, that's something we want. Okay, that's good. All
well,
right, the tide's moving the right
way. We had a couple of giants roll on the baits, right? And then I'm going, okay, I know we're in the zone. We'll just kind of keep fishing. And we fish anywhere from 30 to 5 feet. It's a very, very, kind of then this was during that red tide, right? So we had red tide on the outside. We had this perfect band of clean water inside, and it kind of had the fish kind of caged in this one zone. So I kind of, you know, kind of looked at the pattern. Caught a lot of little guys on the outside because they were setting up to spawn, and the females were probably inside eating. And sure enough, you know, we catch a five. Oh, we're like, they're stoked. We had, at that time, we probably were at like 50 bass, right?
Oh, man.
Mid-morning, 11 o'clock.
Day's already made. You got a five-pounder. Everybody's done a bunch of yanking and cranking. Like, life is good.
Surface, you know.
Yeah.
And then we get, like, Gus hooks, like, the 9.5. Then it's like, wow.
9.5.
9.5 on the boga, yeah, on the certified boga,
wow.
It was teetering under 10, and he goes, man, this... he goes, this isn't my personal best. I go, well, it doesn't count because I caught it on a leadhead squid, so this is my personal best on a lure. And, you know, fishing a lure, and you get like one over nine?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Local. So we set up another drift. I try a different area up on this point, and we're still kind of picking away. And all of a sudden, Gary hooks one. Then his rod goes straight into the, like, basically bends into the water. And I see this, like, mass. Had to have been four or five of these things, and they were all in the 10-pound range, just giants.
No way.
Right in the corner. Bit them right in the starboard corner, and I'm, like, freaking out. Like, all right, dude. And at the same time, his handle flies off. I go, oh, you know, pull that thing around. And, well, Gus is like, get the net. And I go, forget the net.
Yeah.
I reach down, grab that thing, throw him in the boat, and I go, that thing's bigger than Gus's, you know. And
which was nine and...
It was, his was like 9.5, 9.75. And so I throw it on the boat. I'm going, whoa. Put it on the boga. It's like 10.5, under 11. And
oh,
it just settles at like 10.25. Just giant.
Wow.
And the fact that I saw four.
You saw a wolf pack
I
of
saw
those.
A wolf pack of giants. All I see is this brown mass chasing the other one. If you ever seen anything, it's pretty incredible.
Oh, I can't imagine.
You ever seen that before?
9-pounders or 8-pounders,
yeah.
But never that. So they look like mini black sea bass chasing each other.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
So, and again, this is local. We're in like 20 feet of water. Get it on the boat. You know, the disappointing thing is the photos we took did not really
show. They never do, right?
Yeah. So, but, you know, we all know it weighed over 10
how cool.
on the boga. And so,
wow.
It was pretty tremendous day. So at that point, we're like, looking at each other, it's like 1 o'clock. So this is middle of the day, right, when people think, well, it's only a morning bite type thing. And we hadn't even got to the top of the tide. I think we're like another hour and a half before the tide peaked out. So this stuff was still biting. We were still picking away. Like every other cast, we were catching a fish, and they're like 3-pounders, you know.
Jeez.
You know, stuff you think like it's cedros, and they're coming up 3 or 4 at a time. But it was at this point, we're like, you know, they go, you know, you ought to make some casts over in shallow. And I throw a 7-inch MC. You know, I go, I'm going to fish big. I try to get a giant. You know, I try to get one. And then I hook one over 7 on the inside. So
wow. What a day, man.
So
that's crazy.
I got mine.
That was a day of days.
Yeah, so that has it. Have we emulated that? No, we've had some good days. We've caught a 7 here, a 6 there. Caught like 30 fish, 40 fish. But still, that's phenomenal.
That's a phenomenal day. Yeah.
And then the water temp took a drop. It went from like 66, 67, 68.
It blew that a couple days.
Yeah, yeah. Then it went down to like 60, 61, and just totally put the bite off.
Yeah.
The barracuda moved in.
So what's going to happen? Yeah, just like things, water temperature needs a rebound and things will come back?
Yeah, as of yesterday, it was up there like 66, 67. So today's a calico-only tournament. So my guess is somebody's going to probably uncork a pretty good bag today.
Okay.
Somebody will get a giant because, you know, you get some talented anglers in there putting enough lure time in the water. Somebody's going to uncork it, and it's got real. We got a really good uphill incoming tide this morning. So somebody will uncork one then, or somebody will do a fourth quarter thing when the tide's going the other way.
Yeah.
So either
So you talk about, they always say about tide and current are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're where you're fishing, close to the beach, they kind of are one and the same.
Yeah,
a
water's got
to
move. I mean, it just has to move. Yeah, you know, thing Corey and I talk about in seminars we do is you got water temp, bait, and current. Those three things kind of have to happen, and that's what happened the day we caught really good ones. And that's what happens when days you catch them is the tide and bait seem to be in the area. And if you're catching a lot of decent fish in that area, you know there's going to be a giant in there mixed in just because of all the activity. So
Well, hey, we have a special guy on the line right now with a very special announcement to make. It's Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ken?
So a big news release last night. Fill us in.
Well, we have been waiting for guidance from the state of California, basically reopening the sport fishing sector. We received it about 5 o'clock last night, and basically we've been sending all the information out to the owners of the boats and to the crews. A lot of work's been going on the last 3 weeks or so with all the government officials, and we really need to thank our county board of supervisors down here in San Diego County. They really stepped up to help advocate for sport fishermen, and we really appreciate it. Also, the Port of San Diego, Wayne, we had a whole group of us, Wayne from CCA, a whole group of us testified, and the results were pretty good. So you can expect all the sport fleet to go back in service, the entire state, by the end of the week. Many counties have already moved forward with reopenings. Each county is operating on their own schedule. But San Diego, we expect by next week to have the entire fleet in operation. A little bit different, you know, operational guidances when you're checking in, et cetera. But we'll make sure to let everybody know the information as we go. But, yeah, it's time. I already called Tom Green, our pilot, and said start him up.
So, perfect timing because he's our guest tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup.
We may have planned this.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know with the way government is. Sometimes you can't plan anything, but
that's for sure.
Yeah, but Ken, this is super news. Now we know that L.A., Orange County, Ventura, and those areas are already they're operating as of today, right?
Right. Yeah, all the way up to Northern California. A lot of counties had already worked to reopen using the guidelines. We wrote some standardized guidelines for all the boats in the whole state. Shared it with everybody. And those have gone real well. And each county is on a different timeline. Bottom line is San Diego, we have the biggest fleet in the whole coast. So we were held under a little bit more scrutiny, but we're there. And, it was happenstance. I talked to Tom a week ago, and I said, we feel like we're getting ready to go. Get the plane up. We need everything dialed in. So he was doing that this week. And then last night happened, and I'm like, okay. I fully admit I said some prayers and they were answered.
Yeah, that's okay. Prayers are good for sure. Hey Ken. So what needs to happen for the San Diego fleet to get off the dock this week, this coming week?
We'll be contacting the health department Monday morning and just review all the plans. We proactively put all the plans in place that are required. So we're going to review with the health department and say, okay, what kind of protocols do you want to place? And what kind of process can we work with you on to get this as efficiently and quickly as we can in place and in operation? And that should be it. So more to follow on Monday.
So they just need to – so County of San Diego just needs to sign off and say you're good to go.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And we're pretty sure that's going to happen next week.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen next week.
Okay. All right, Ken. Well, we have a lot of grateful thanks to you and all the people that worked very, very hard on making this happen. It's a long time overdue a long time overdue for a lot of guys that are suffering right now. So.
I mean, remember, we had Ken on the week that this happened, and he was here at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, writing letters and getting things started. That was, I mean, it's crazy
that
to say, but that was months ago now, you know, and just tireless effort, Ken, and boy, we sure can't begin to thank you enough for all the hard work you put into this.
Well, thank you guys for helping out, and to all your listeners that sent letters in, you really helped us. So we look forward to reciprocating out on the ocean. All right, guys.
All right. Hey, the fish are biting, so it's time to go.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, Ken. Thanks a lot for the great news and a good way to start Let's Talk Hookup here. As you can hear, what a great show, right?
Oh, man. I'm going to have so much fun with Ben in here talking all kinds of great fishing, all kinds of tackle information. Going to be a great day. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833 833- 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us this morning. Not only are we going to be talking Coastal Charters, we are also giving away such a killer prize today. One lucky caller is going to win a brand new custom handmade high carbon steel Anza fillet knife. You know, we talk about them on the show all the time. Literally not a better knife ever made, and we are so excited that somebody's going to get to win a brand new Anza knife.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a tool that you'll have for the rest of your life. Yep. An extremely high-end Anza knife's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ben, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 857, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I am so stoked. Just the news that the fleet is going, the fish are biting, talking this calico bass fishing with Benny. Like, I am so pumped right now.
Yeah.
I needed this. I needed this today.
No doubt about it. And Benny, you have quite the AFCO outfit. Do you know somebody at AFCO?
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be a an AFCO pro, so I just got some new gear here. I'm wearing the caster
gear.
Shirt and the Goliath shorts. That marketing director guy there, boy, he really gets us styled out. But he also goes, you know, he always makes sure that we're dressed accordingly. And my son Matthew, the marketing director at AFCO, but I tell you, over the last few years, the clothing is, not only protects you on the water and feels good, but off the water, they keep you looking good.
No,
they're killing it.
Their AFCO gear is, from the face mask to whatever piece of gear, the shorts, I'm wearing the shorts, the shirts, I'm fully AFCO'd out today, too. It's just, that's all they wear. You know, once you start wearing it, that's... That's all you want to do.
And again, from the beginning, since 1958, when the business started, family-owned, 10% goes to fishing conservation.
Yeah.
And they keep it. They don't put it in bright lights. They just do what they do.
Yeah.
And they do it very well. And their team that, you know, puts this the clothing together, but also the gaffs, the bait nets, and all the different things that go on rods.
I dig that so much about their, you know, them giving back, because they don't do it for the attaboy.
Like
they've been doing it since before people could publicize, you know. Yeah. They've been doing that before Instagram. They don't do it for likes and appreciation. They do it because that's the right thing to do, and that's always been, you know, Bill's motto, and Milt's motto before that was, you know, we make our money from the ocean, we got to give back to it, and that's what they have done and continue to do so.
Yeah, and like you say, the guides. I mean, there's no better guides. Yeah. I mean, they are just like the workhorses,
like the creators of heavy tackle.
Yeah,
right. You know?
Yeah, and the new bait net, new style bait nets are
new
really
style bait
cool.
Nets. Yeah,
yeah.
And
new style,
you know,
gaffs.
I never used to wear gloves before, but I started getting sunburn on the back of my hands. And their new Salado gloves, you know, and cool-looking colors. Lightweight, you know, washable. You get blood on them, fish, whatever, but really nice and comfortable. But another thing they did this year for a lot of the pros, they gave us a handful, if not more, like 50 face masks to give to our guests on the boat that may not have one, or give them to people that don't have one. Hey, here's a face mask for you to wear just to help. You know what's going on right now.
And they have a special promotion right now where you buy one, you give one.
Right.
Where they like captains like you or one of the sport fishing fleet up and down the coast, you buy one, they're going to give one to supply to somebody that doesn't.
That's what all of our guys in the shop wear every day. You know, and that's our, we have masks and we have paper masks and things like that we can give our crew, but all our crew, all you know, we got every one of them wearing an AFCO. It's just they're so much more comfortable to wear than, you know, all the other stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, for sure. The quality of their gear is first rate.
Now, I mean, it used to be saltwater only. Now it's really made a mark in freshwater.
Yes.
You know, who are these new guys coming in the freshwater, these saltwater guys? But now some of the top pros in the world are wearing AFCO gear, from rain gear, outerwear, to performance, to just shorts.
Yeah, so. For sure. So, I know we have a lot to talk about. I know you're a Maui Jim pro, you're a Shimano pro, you got an Olakai pro, you got a lot going on. But let's jump into the phones and see what's going on out there with our listeners.
That sounds perfect. Why don't we start it off this morning with Brian? He's calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just had a couple of questions for Benny. I was watching his YouTube video, and I noticed he was making hot lunches on his boat, and I was wondering what he was doing for that. And then the second question is on the umbrella rigs, what size lead heads and swim baits do you use on the umbrella rigs?
Okay, so the umbrella rigs, I'm using the actual arms are called a plain Jane. You can get them at Performance Tackle in Los Alamitos. And then the heads, I'm using a Warbait, either weedless or non-weedless, 3/8 ounce, you know, color red or silver. And then the bait size is a 3.8 Jackal Rhythm Wave. Or you can use Corey's 4-inch swim bait and natural. Now, I know a lot of guys will do a lot of different things as far as, you know, different colors. That's up to the angler, but I try to mimic a bait ball. So, well, nice thing about that plain Jane, it has a little kind of a neck deal that kind of brings all the arms together so you can store it when it's on a rod. And as far as hot lunches, that thing you can get on Amazon for $30. It's called a Road Pro. It's a 12-volt, has a 12-volt receptacle, little water on the bottom, and you can do meatballs, Terry. We've done plate lunch, like teriyaki beef and chicken, rice.
So rad.
Meatball sandwiches, pastrami.
What is it, like a hot plate?
It's a little trucker's lunchbox. It gets up to like 300 degrees. You put a little water on the bottom, and you buy one of those bags from like Costco of pulled pork or meatballs in foil or whatever. Throw it in there. 30 minutes later, the stuff is steaming hot.
Really?
Oh, it's 12 volts. So you don't need an inverter for a microwave.
Just plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Plug it in the cigarette lighter. I set it up on my dash between spots. 30 minutes later, bam, hot lunch. I'll do like
sweet.
Yeah, we've done that quite a bit, and people are like, no way.
Hot food on the skiff after a day of fish is like, it's just next level. We always say that it hits different when you're eating a hot meal like on the boat. It's a whole nother deal.
I don't work for Proform, but I'm telling you, I got turned on to it. Some guys had Pop-Tarts and White Castle sandwiches in one. I go, dude, he gave me the White Castle burger, and I go, this freaking thing's hot.
He goes, how'd you do this?
Yeah, that's that? On a skiff, you know. He had a 20-foot skiff. But, again, it's the size of a lunchbox, and that thing gets really, really hot. Amazing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. So next thing is going to happen is he's going to have tables, chairs, and tablecloths and the whole thing, right? Here we go. Get up on the prow of the skiff, right?
That's it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We always joke about it. We did that on our boat. We went the route of, you know, putting a microwave and stuff in, and it was not nearly as cost efficient and as easy as what Benny's describing. You know, by the time we put the inverter and ran the cables and did the whole thing, you know, we joke that we have a $5,000 microwave. But when you're at San Clemente Island and you can nuke up a breakfast burrito from the taco shop you got on the way out, it is the best thing in the whole. It's worth that $5,000 burrito every time. Let me tell you.
Even hot water, right?
Yeah,
hot
totally.
Water for a cup of noodles. Yeah. Anything hot on a skiff is money when you're wet.
Yeah. Wet and cold,
spray ride on an overcast day.
Yes,
that's it.
Yeah, you can heat up some water from the top ramen. Come at me.
Different deal. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's talk about one of your big sponsors, Shimano, and one of our big sponsors, Shimano too, and some of the great stuff that you fish with Shimano. So, calico bass fishing. What are you fishing with?
So, So calico bass. The standard outfits I would recommend to the listeners is one. A Tranx 300, HG or no HG, that's always been the question, but it depends on your comfort. I like the paddle, so I go with the standard 300 Tranx on a Terramar medium heavy TMC X80MH. It's an 8-foot rod, medium heavy, rated up to 40. You can fish 65-pound max quattro or even 80 max quattro and comfortable, you know. Teaming up with the AFCO Cyco Pro, whether 30, 40, 50, or 60, depending on what you're fishing. Big MC 7-inch swim baits, 9-inch swim baits, big jerk baits like the Shimano Cold Sniper 170. So it's a kind of a big bait outfit. Mm-hmm. I throw A-rigs with it also, and I'm fishing heavy. And then the next one down would be Corrado DC or an SLX DC or a Corrado 200. Any one of those three reels, 200 size reel, fishing 50-pound max quattro on a Terramar 80M, and so that's TMC X80M. And
the super fast.
Yeah, super fast, but it got a little bit more bend. And that's another you know, the thing about all the Terramars are very versatile rods to fish different.
Love those things.
So, like the 80M with the 200 size reel, you can fish 20, 30 pound AFCO Cyco Pro. And you can fish anything from spinner baits, jerk baits, small jerk baits, from the Jackal Re-Range 110 to the Colt Sniper 140s. You can throw. Small weedless, 5-inch, 6-inch. You can throw swim baits, 5-inch on 3/4, 1 ounce. You can fish tube baits, crankbaits. I said crankbaits, but a number of different baits. It's very, very versatile. In fact, when we caught those big fish last with Gary and Gus, they were on 200 Tranx 200s on medium rods, 50 pound max, 20 pound leader.
Whoa.
5-inch baits.
What? Why are you fishing so light?
We were catching. The main thing is they.
So were you a little nervous when you saw the size of the fish?
Like, oh, I was. When they were yelling for the net, I go, the net. Yeah. I reached down and grabbed that sucker.
He's coming aboard.
Yeah, he was not letting go. He goes, I can't believe you didn't get the net. I go, by the time you get the net, we figured out the fish is either going to break off or come off. He wasn't coming. He was getting in the boat. So those two outfits I would recommend to any of the anglers as far as spinning, because we do fish a lot of spinning gear. Stratic 4000 is a great all-around reel on a I've been fishing the G Loomis inshore medium heavy spinning rod, and anywhere from 50 pound max seems to be a good number for throwing that. If you want to go heavier, you go to the 5000 Stratic and a heavy spinning rod.
So. You know what I like so much about what you just mentioned, and I know you're a big Shimano Pro Staff guy, is the price range in which the gear you just listed is. Like, you can, if you got tax return, side money burning a hole in your pocket, and you want just the highest end, Tranks 200 or Fantastic 200 size reel, yep. You can go that route. And if you're starting out or you've got a little, little budget, whatever, you can get an SLX.
Yeah.
It's super easy on the pocketbook. All of those reels fit the bill. Yeah. And, you described reels from $100 to, to multi-hundreds that fit the bill, that are the right size, and you can allow your budget to dictate, where your gear is.
And that's what I carry on the boat. I mean, I just dropped my boat off at Anglers because I'm waiting on my new one. New one's sitting there, but I'm waiting on a motor. I took 25 rods out of my rod locker and put it in the back of my truck. And now those went from spinning gear to Tranks 500s on 9-foot Terramar jig rods to 200 SLXs, SLX DC. And for the money, if you're really budget-minded and you want a DC-type reel without spending a little more on the Corrado, that SLX DC is an incredible, budget-minded reel.
Yeah.
Still have that DC engineering and easy castability, and a reel you don't have to put a lot of maintenance into.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, that's a great tall too. I mean, if it can survive charter life, that's a huge bonus.
Yeah.
Think about the
That's why they put this gear in Benny's hands,
exactly.
Right?
No, I mean, that's the truth. Think about the number of casts that reel makes every week. That's a season for a lot of us.
Yeah,
yeah,
no
very
doubt.
True. Yeah, the guys see my stuff and they go, wow. But I rotate, so we always have fresh gear on the boat.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really fortunate in that aspect. And the guys at service, the service we do have here still in Irvine, the guys do a tremendous job.
The Shimano service guys.
The Shimano service techs, yeah. They do a tremendous job there. So.
So when somebody comes fishing with Coastal Charters and Benny Florentino, you don't need to bring a thing. You have it all on the boat.
You really don't. I mean, guys, when they come on the boat, they come with a little cooler with their lunch. And, I mean, I have the beverages, unless, they bring something else. But they literally walk on and walk off. They can use all my gear, all the lures necessary, from Colt Sniper jerk baits to MC swim baits to, everything. They don't have to have all the fluorocarbon. But guys do like to bring their own gear on the boat because, they maybe have purchased a new rod and reel, they want to fish it. Is it okay? Oh, absolutely. Bring it aboard. Let's tune it for you. Let's make sure that it's working, especially if it's Shimano reel. I can tune it for you so it works for you. And as you graduate and get more proficient, you can know how to tune your own reel.
What are you tuning on?
So what I'm tuning is the brake system in it, because a lot of I had a guy the other day had no idea there was a brake system.
The variable brake system
that Shimano sets up. It's not just the cast control, that little knob on the right. That's probably the first thing that the anglers go to, or the dial on the left side of your SLXs and your Corrado DCs. I mean, it's there's some simple things they can do to be more proficient and get more length as far as their cast, and then tweak their cast too, I've done that for a lot of anglers and taught a lot of anglers to cast, period.
That's cool.
So
awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Don? Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great news about the fleet being able to open up most likely later this week. So
indeed.
Outstanding work. I have a question for Benny. Benny, I don't do a lot of calico bass fishing, and I go out once a year at least with my buds that do like to fish. And swimming, using swim baits, I don't have a problem hooking up, but I do have a problem with live baits. So I thought maybe you might have a few tips for people that are just starting off with calico bass fishing with live bait.
Yeah, thanks, Don. That's a great question because, I do fish bait at Catalina, especially sardine fishing. The thing that I suggest to anglers when they're fishing live bait, when the bait runs, click it into gear, Point the rod. When it comes tight, then swing. When you first feel the bite, don't swing right away. You know, again, point the reel at the bait and make sure it's a fish that's actually eating your bait, because a lot of times you get these hot baits from Everingham and these things hit the water and they're like a rocket. So I've seen people swing on live bait before thinking they got bit. But the easiest thing to do is just, again, comes tight, throw it into gear, wait till it comes tight, and then swing for the fences. As long as you feel the line come tight. And, you know, the worst thing is you click it into gear and you still feel that wiggle at the end of your line. It's your bait,
right?
So then you can put it back in the free spool and let it run. And another thing, too, is if you do get bit, you feel the fish run and then it comes off, disengage the reel again, put it back in free spool and let line go out, because a lot of times, especially if you're calico bass fishing, there'll be two or three, because that's pretty typical of summertime fishing for calico bass and live bait. We've seen them eat half dead, half chewed up bait because they get into that competition frenzy. And we've also had yellows come up that gets in the mix of this calico frenzy and will eat your half dead bait. So you just never know.
So don't, like, if they drop it, put it back in free spool, and you never know.
You'll never know. But, you know, the worst thing could happen, you catch another bass. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the advantages of fishing Power Pro is you feel everything.
Yeah.
You can feel everything so well. And if you're, you know, Benny had such a good call there, a good tip that, you know, if you just raise the tip of your rod by 12 inches or so, you'll instantly feel the tick, 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 tick of the, you know, your sardine's tail swimming back and forth. And if if you're not sure and you raise your rod, you know, just, a few inches, if it's just steady, you know, or you'll start to feel the slightest amount of weight, that's fish pulling line off the reel. You know, if it's a bait, especially with Power Pro, you'll virtually always feel the tail kicking, and if it's just steady movement, then that's probably not your sardine anymore. Yeah. Someone's got it swimming away.
And, Don, that doesn't go for – I mean, that also goes for yellows, tuna, I mean, any fish, really, that you know, will eat live bait. You don't need to swing for the fences a lot of time until you feel the fish engaged with your hook. So you don't really need to. I know when I tuna fish, I literally just put it into gear and wait till it comes tight and they start pulling line. And you really don't have to swing on them. If you look at some of the long-range captains or even the cooks, I always use them as examples because they make fishing so easy.
Right.
Right? I mean, they cast a bait. They usually choose a really good bait. They cast it out, and they literally just put it into gear, and they're on. So make it simple.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Don.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're checking in with Catch Reports. We're finding out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Phones are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Benny. Been a very busy morning already, but when your opportunity arises, give us a call. That's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, so I talked to Seth Bone at Kingfisher Charters yesterday. Of course, a week from tomorrow, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Kingfisher Charters trip. They're actually hosting their first guest today.
Hey, how cool.
Which is pretty exciting.
Great.
And Alaska put out a mandate starting today that you are allowed to enter Alaska, but you have to have a COVID test within 72 hours of landing. Now, there's another stipulation that says within 5 days, that's 3 days, of course. Now, there's another stipulation that says 5 days, too. So you could have a COVID test within 5 days of boarding your flight to Alaska. So that would be the time frame. The difference is if it's a 5-day test, they'll swab you again when you land in Alaska and based on the results of that. But what Seth told me yesterday is even with just the 5-day window, you can still go fishing and stay at the lodge. You just can't go out into the public.
I think the verbiage,
which is all that matters.
Yeah, the verbiage was like limited, you have like limited access.
Yes.
Well, that limited access includes what you would be doing at Kingfisher Charters, because you're in their van, you're on their boat, you know, like you say, you might not be going around a town and hanging out with the kids in school, but what you know, all the reasons you're going up there, that's all going to be one and the same.
Yeah, and it's still a fluid situation. I asked him, do you want to call do you want to call in this week? And he goes, no, because we still don't really know
sure.
Wow. Until it goes into implementation.
I get that for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we're that's the biggest thing that we've been running into. I just compare it to what we're going through at Fisherman's Landing is everybody wants to know, and we want to tell them, just like Seth does, but we don't know either. You know, I mean, it's just changing every day, and it's so hard to be concrete when there's not a concrete answer out there.
Yeah.
And I get it. And, you know, the thing that obviously, you know, you and I are running into is, you know, now the testing is starting to become readily available. So getting the test isn't as much the issue. Getting the results, on the other hand, is, you know.
Yeah.
So we're trying to thread the needle of, you know, when can you take a test early enough, but then still get your results back, but still be within that 5-day window.
Right.
So it's a situation that we're obviously working towards. And, you know, I researched all night last night. Okay, well, where can I go to get a test, and how long is it going to be until I get those results in my hands?
Right.
I can show, yes, I'm negative, but, you know, I'm still within that timeline window.
Right.
So something we're all going to work through. But, hey, you know what? If we got to jump through some hoops to get to fishing again, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
just like down here at the San Diego fleet. If I got to do a little extra health reasons, hey, no problem.
No,
I want to go. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Let me at them.
For sure. But the good news is Kingfish Charters open for
They're
business.
Today.
The good news is that they've extended the three fish king salmon limit throughout the whole season.
Nice.
Instead of ending July 1st. So if you're going in July and August,
that's great.
You'll be able to catch one per day, three per year, instead of one per season, which is a big change.
That's
and then
huge.
The other big change, which is still pending for Southeast Alaska, is the size limit on halibut has gone from 38 to 45 inches.
That's fantastic.
Which is huge. Yeah.
This is all good.
But
yeah.
Again, again, they haven't signed off on that 45-inch size limit yet, okay. and it's supposed to happen this week.
Gotcha.
So that's why Seth said, I'll call next Saturday.
Yeah, I don't blame
to give you all the to give all the full details. But I said, hey, I'll fill in, Ricky and I will fill in our listeners on what we know at this point. But again, fluid situation.
And at this point, I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't get the, well, I can't be 100% concrete because for the, you know, for the last 3 months, all of us have been living in this world where nothing nothing is black or white anymore. You know, there's a lot of gray.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. Hey, you know, Jeff Mariani just texted me that he actually has purchased all of those heating devices for all his pongas down at Cedros Kayak Fishing.
How cool.
Right? So that's when you go down to Cedros Kayak Fishing, you're going to have a hot lunch.
Hey, that's awesome, Jeff.
That's a good call.
Good stuff. Yeah,
I know you do trips with Jeff.
Yeah, I've got two trips sponsored in October, and they're already filled. So Jeff runs a great operation down there.
Awesome.
So much fun. And the fact that you don't have to worry about brushing your teeth with, you know, with a bottled water, or, you know, you forget you're in the shower.
Yeah.
He has that osmosis system, and the fact that you have your own bed and your own bathroom, and and it's six anglers.
Yeah, it's pretty
fantastic.
Sweet. It's pretty sweet. And if you look at this month's CCA sport fishing calendar, they're the cover boys.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Ron Lane and Jeff and the whole crew there. Cedros Kayak Fishing, pretty great spot for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, man. How about we jump back into them? We're going to talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got two questions. When you're fishing up boiler rocks, how close do you get to them? And then how heavy line would I be throwing my swim baits to the rock?
I fish as close as safe as possible. So that can vary. You know, sometimes you want to kind of pick your distance on casting distance. And then as far as line weight, I'll fish as heavy as possible, anything from 80-pound max quattro, 65-pound max quattro, to 40, 50, and 60-pound AFCO Psycho Pro Leader. And if I'm going to fish that close, I'm going to fish anything from a 7-inch bait to a 9-inch bait, because you're only in there to fish for one fish, and that's a big one. But sometimes that rule doesn't apply. They could only be eaten. They might be on small bait, like 5-inch swim baits, you know, so you have to scale down and still fish heavy leader because it could be that fish of a lifetime. But sometimes the rules don't apply. You can fish 20-pound leader, 5-inch bait on a 200-size reel, and you get a 10-pounder.
And that happened.
Yeah. So,
that's cool.
But general speaking, that's what I would fish.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call, Doug. Appreciate that. Scott Sherman's got more big news. Come on, Scott.
Hey,
what's
Scott.
Going on?
Not much, guys. Great show. How you doing, Benny?
Oh, good to hear from you, Scott. Great show last week.
Oh, thank you, bud. Hey, really good news with the city. We finally got together with the county, came to a funding agreement, and we're going to be able to start having all the lakes open for the next year, totally funded and ready to go. So it's moving in the right direction, finally. Yeah.
That is great news. So even Barrett's going to open?
Yeah, Barrett will be open. It's one of the last ones to open, but it will open so that, you know, the duck hunters and everything can have their season coming up. The big issue is this funding is only for a year, so we need to start working now to come up with a permanent solution to try and keep the lakes away from the city's budget. And I think the best way to do that is put it out for bid and let a third-party vendor take care of the lake entries and the permits and the launching and those kind of things that the city doesn't do. But as of right now, they are starting to open. El Cap's already open, and we've got a few more that will be open in the next few days. And Barrett will be the last one, but they'll all be open.
Now, El Cap, that was close to that open today?
Yeah, that's today.
Oh, how cool. That's great. And, you know, the big thing about that is, like you said, the most popular fishing lakes were those ones that were in the reaches of the county, and they weren't open. And you know, that's going to not only open up a great fishing destination, but really let the load thin out, you know, from Otay. Well, that's great news, Sherm. I'm stoked to hear that, you know, the plan is in place, and they're going to be good throughout the year.
Yeah, it's funded till July of next year. Now, like I said, we have to figure out a way to make sure we can keep those things open and moving no matter what happens with the city's budget and those type of things. So I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. I think probably the momentum there is just getting through the politics of the city not controlling the recreation out there. But I think it can be done, and it makes a whole lot of sense.
For sure. Well, great. Thanks for all your hard work, Sherm. We appreciate that very much. And I also want to throw out a big thank you to Bryce Miller, too, from the San Diego Union Tribune. Wrote an article, kind of put that at the forefront on the union. He also wrote an article yesterday online about the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet and all the injustices that have happened with them, too. So thanks to Bryce for all his support, too.
Hey, I got a question for Benny, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, everybody talks about current and the importance of current. If you're sitting there on your boat and there's no real telltale signs, like, you know, looking at the kelp canopy or any of that kind of stuff, what's the best way to tell which direction the current's going? Because, you know, a lot of times you've got wind blowing your boat one way and current going the next. What's the best way to figure that out?
You know, for me, a lot of times I look right in the water at the kelp, and I don't look at the top of the kelp. I really look down the stock. I mean, I'll be driving through areas just kind of before I get to my primary area, and I literally will go shallow on the beach and look at the kelp, and they go, what are you actually, are you looking for fish? I go, no, that's what I have the fish finders for, but I'm actually looking to see if there's any bend at the bottom of the kelp structure just to see if there's any current at all. And a lot of times you don't even see that, but that's one way I look for current. Sometimes I'll just stop on a spot that looks like there's current, and as guys will kind of drop their lures straight down, you'll see which way it goes down, you know, whether you got a bend or straight up and down.
Sometimes dropping a yo-yo jig could give you, you know, an indication of direction.
Right, right. But, you know, sometimes at slack tide, when there's no current whatsoever and you're fishing a kelp, and you know there's fish there, it's not like they left the area. They're there, and one thing I do tell a lot of my anglers is that, hey, we're going to flip kelp stocks. And what that means is you find kelp, kind of isolated kelp, not the heavy, thick stuff, and you're basically flipping on the edge of the kelp, letting the bait kind of sink down to the bottom, give it a few pops, and let it sit there. Because it looks like a crab, a kelp crab, or a bait fish that's dying, that's, you know, dying on the bottom. And that's an easy meal. And, you know, these bass, they don't give up any meals if it's right there in front of them. And if you're putting it on them, that's usually what will happen. You'll get bit at slack tide. We've caught some really good ones at slack tide just to, I mean, kill time. Instead of having the guys, like, cast their arm off before the stuff really starts to bite, why not just flip? They basically just kind of drop it in front of them. So it's a freshwater technique of flipping. We're flipping tubes, and we're fishing creature baits on them.
Nice. That's all cool. Right. Hey, Sherm, thanks for all the great news about the city lakes and all the work that you've been putting forth for anglers, and appreciate the call and all that you do.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls and the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust: San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.